Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. I'm traveling again. So again, if you hear any ups and downs or changes in speed, do forgive me. You know, joy is about activity and it's about doing things and getting things done. But doing things and getting things done kind of establishes your beingness or who you are. We all do things from the space that we are in. We all do things according to our mindset. So whatever we do is evidence of who we are, what we are, what kind of mind we have, what state of mind we have. It reflects upon us. And we can take this further into our money manifestation and soulmate manifestation segments for sure. But certainly, whatever we do is evidence of who we are and how we think. And it makes a statement of that to the world, to our society. And on a narrower level, to our family, to the company that we work for, to the relationship that we are in. Everything is evidence of who we are. And as we do things according to who we are, other people become witnesses of that. So other people are witness to who we are. And hence they become mirrors of who we are. And so let's talk about this today, the mirror effect or the mirror theory or the mirror principle. Our bosses, our lovers, our family reflects who we are back to us. And so it goes back to what we project externally. If you recall in previous shows, maybe a couple of them, I've spoken about the fact that when others project at us, we are being projected at and then become victims of that. When we project at others, then what happens is we have charge of the situation and we have control over it. And just to clarify, there's a difference between having control and being controlling. You know, for those who don't like to be controlling, but having control means making sure that all life areas are working properly and spinning around us like all the planets spin around the sun. And if the sun loses its power and gravitational pull over these planets, well, we don't know. These planets are going to be skipping around, right? So having control is about that. So everything in our life starts to work really well. And isn't that what we all want? We're all little controllers. Sorry, but just having control, not controlling, having control so that everything works really well around us as per our master plan. Yes, you are all creators. You are all people who have master plans and should be having master plan as to how your life needs to go and not being subject to external influences to the effect that they are able to push us out of our path. So if we are a planet ourselves and we are Mother Earth, then Mother Earth does not want to be pushed out of her path. So she wants to be going strongly in her path and at the right speed write everything. So she maintains her day and night effects. And that's how day and night happens. So all of this, she needs to make sure that it all happens well for her and nothing weird happens that pushes her out of her path and her normal routine. So the same way everybody here does not want to be pushed out of their path, at least I assume so, unless it's your personal decision. Unless it's your personal decision to veer off the path, to go off the path, all by yourself. So this thought comes to you, the desire comes to you, and you want to do it on your own, but not be pushed out by external forces. So basically, all of these things about the mirror effect and being pushed out of the path, all of these things work hand in hand. And then when we have control over our path and our destiny and not leave it to other people, then what happens is that all of that is reflected back to us. Our perfect control over things is reflected back to us through the mirrors of all the people who are in our life. And instead of being pushed around, and I'm sure you've heard of victimhood and how people become victims. So I really don't believe in victimhood, but just to say that people become victims because something else is controlling them and pushing them off their path. So a woman who wants to save a lot of money, but she's unable to do so because of so many factors. A woman who wants to be loved by her soulmate, but does not happen because of so many factors. It's all of the external elements projecting at this woman, fictitious Jane, and so she's not able to maintain control over her life and her life activities. So hence it goes back to the fact that our activities is evidence of where we are, who we are, and what we're projecting externally. And then the external world mirrors it back to us. The mirror effect. So it all goes back. It's like, it's almost like a formula in a sense. So if you're able to maintain your path, and if you're able to have control over various life areas, it is evidence, or your activities are evidence of who you are. And then it is mirrored back to you. Your glory is mirrored back to you by society and the people that love you. It shows how effective you are. And you know what it is, right? Talking about effectiveness and how that helps in money manifestation, career, and how that helps in love. Your effectiveness over many, many life areas, or in many, many life areas, matters a lot here. And how does that happen when everything is manifested joyfully? Joyfully. A lot of people are aware or could be aware of many happenings in the world. You open, you switch on the TV, and what's happening? OMG, right? And then what happens? Oh, so what is happening there? That's evidence of where they are. No matter if a country is the victim of it or the attacker, the fact is it's evidence of where they are, whether they're the victim or whether they're the attacker, and then being forced to defend themselves and hence having to attack, retaliate. That's evidence of where they are. And so every country that is in a certain state and does certain things in the world is evidence of where they are. And so if everybody takes this, oh my God, this is where I am, this is what I'm engaging in, this is what is happening, That's evidence of who I am. So a country can go back and say, oh my God, this is what's happening in my country, or that is what I'm engaging in. Then that is evidence of where I am. So it's not something to be proud of, to be at war. Oh, I'm strong, and hence I'm able to suppress my enemies. No, it is evidence of the fact that you're at war. That's what it is. Whether you're the winner, whether you have the leading edge, whatever that is, the fact is you're at war. So hence, that is evidence of where you are, country. Not talking of any specific country, but I'm just saying, that is evidence of where that country is. That country is at war, no matter whether it's the aggressor or whether it's the victim. It's at war, and that's evidence of where it is. And a person who's an observer, who rides above all of these things, is able to notice this and say, oh my God, that's where they are. They're at war. And it doesn't matter if they're the aggressor, the original aggressor, or the victim of it. The fact is they're at war. They're at war. And that is evidence of where that country is. And hence, obviously, does not have respect from society. It's the people who get engaged in the war itself. That is a process. Okay, they're the aggressor, so let's point fingers at them. They're the victim, so let's defend them. They get engaged in this drama. I'm not saying you have to be on the side of the aggressor, but I'm saying that. Or that you can't have sympathy. But what I'm saying is, the minute a person engages in it, they're also in the drama. And so they are busy observing a war. And then that's where they are. But if somebody can see, oh, a war is happening, so whether they're the aggressor, whether they're the victim, the fact is they're at war. And so that reflects where that country is karmically and what it can give to its people and what its people attract. And hence we say in Joyful Manifestation, we're not with the country, we're with the people, we're with the individual, we're with you. And if somebody needs to get out of a country, they need to get out of a country. If somebody needs to be happy and secure in their own country because it's a great country to be in, that's where they are, and we support that person. And so we at Joyful Manifestation and the Good Fortune Show, we say we support the individual no matter what state your country is in. And we support your climb to victory. We support you being able to joyfully manifest fantastic things in your life, in your personal life, no matter where your society is, no matter where your country is. We stand by you, the individual. And then we say that you need to do whatever it takes to get into joyful manifestation energy, and that your karma can be separate from that of the place that you live in, and that you can navigate out of it. Because nobody is, as they say, chained to a chair that they can't escape. And then there's this little story. I may not be saying it correctly, or recollecting it correctly, but it's about this elephant, I think, that was chained to something. And when the chain was removed finally, it still continued to stand there because it still was bound by this invisible chain in its mind. It didn't know that it was free. And so everybody needs to know that you're free to climb the ladder to your goals, that you're not bound by anything that could be projected upon you by society or the place that you live in, and that you're free to fly. I watched this movie. It's an Indian movie, and it was about these people who escape India They go to UK, United Kingdom. They go to England and they want to be taken in as refugees. So they cross many tedious paths to get to England because they're not able to get visas the right way. And then they claim to be refugees so that they could come under the protective laws of UK. Now, here I would say, better not to show your country down, because that has karmic effects also, because these people were not ill-treated. They were treated really well by the country. They were not personally successful. But that doesn't mean you create more karma by showing your country down. It's better to do things the right way. There will be a right way to do things where more karma is not created. And so when they wanted to come back to India, they couldn't, because they had shown their country down. They'd shown that they were being attacked by the country, which was not true at all. Except for one person who stood by his country and said, no, my country treats me well. I'm the one who wants a monetarily, financially better life. And obviously he was not given the refugee status as per the laws. So every action shows where a person is. So a person who does this shows that he or she is a victim. I mean, to claim something negative against your own country and then try to escape in that manner rather than going for a better job or do it the right way, correct? So then it shows that they're victims. So that's what I meant by saying that all of our actions is evidence, strong evidence of where we are, where our state of mind is, and would in the future have a reaction. A reaction, what is the Newton's law theory, has an equal reaction, something like that, correct? And opposite reaction. So what I'm saying is that when somebody acts from the state that they're in, and the higher the state of mind is, and the higher the state of beingness is, and higher and more joyful vibrations that we do something, for example, escaping to another country because of being a refugee, or going on tour because I love to tour. What a difference, correct? What a difference. It's evidence as to where a person is. And so, having said that, we're going into the next segment, which is money manifestation, work and career. We're going to take a short break, listen to some music. I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. We got a little serious in the previous segment. We were talking about being refugees and people claiming refugee status. The whole thing is connected with the fact that what we do is evidence of where we are. Are we victims or are we successful people? Our actions show where we are and so attracts consequences accordingly. Cause society, C-A-U-S-E, cause society is a huge mirror of where we are. And by society, I mean everybody who is connected with us personally. In money and work and career, we're talking of bosses, we're talking of companies, the owners. We're talking about the management, we're talking about everybody who is in a position where they could show us how amazing we are or how much of worthlessness a person has. So bosses, even sometimes colleagues, and sometimes subordinates. And then, of course, the rest of the management. People who buy from us, who purchase things from us. Everybody reflects where we are, how successful we are or how unsuccessful we are. And so your actions, fictitious Jane's actions, needs to come from the place where if she were successful, what would she do? So this is a question she can ask herself. Fictitious Jane can ask herself before she does something. If I were successful, what would I do? If I were successful, what would I do? And in that moment, she'll have this, aha, oh my God, I was going to do the exact opposite to that, of that. Amazing, right? It's such a simple thing. It's so simple. But yet, people take wrong actions all the time because they're taking actions from the place that they think they are in, because they are taking actions from the state of mind that they are in. But if that person were fictitious Jane, she could ask herself, if I were successful, what would I do? If I were not being discriminated against, or if I did not think that I am being discriminated against, what would I do? And we're talking about workplace right now. We're talking of businesses, workplace, your career. If you were successful, what would you do? If you were happy, what would you do? If you were in joy, and if you were a joyful manifester, what would you do? Is what fictitious Jane needs to ask herself. If I were successful, if I were a joyful manifester, what would I do? She would see that, oh my God, I was going to do this? This was what was coming from me? Is this where I am? And then she would correct her action and come from a place of being successful and happy and joyful. And her action would then bring her back evidence of who she is because of the mirror that's being shown to her about who she is. So somebody who thinks that I am unsuccessful or I am unworthy or I am not being recognized for my efforts or they are planning something against me. Somebody like that would say something really bad about herself and then think something bad about the company and then do something which would further damage her situation instead of making her a victor. And do you know how many people do this? A lot of people, because they're not aware of the fact that their actions are evidence of where they are personally. All the blame is put on everybody else. They did this, they did this, they did this, they did this. That's why I'm where I am. And hence I need to get back at them. Revenge. Hence I need to give them a piece of my mind. That too comes from that place. And then what happens when you give a piece of your mind? What happens when Fictitious Jane gives a piece of her mind to her bosses? You think they appreciate it? No. They feel attacked. In most cases. But if somebody went back to themselves and say to themselves, oh, this is my money karma that is in danger, or this is my work karma that is in danger, that's getting bad, they would fix it within themselves and then go and take action, proper action. There itself, you reap what you sow. That comes in. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That comes in. All of these quotes and sayings start to kick in. And it's so amazing when someone would have taken the right action and no matter what state of mind they're in, because they have corrected themselves, they went back to themselves. It all goes back to us, who we are. And what the statement is that we make about ourselves to the world. And so when we make the right statement about ourselves, when we're at work and everything that Fictitious Jane can ask herself, when she's at work, she's not feeling so great, she feels attacked, she doesn't feel secure, she doesn't feel appreciated, but she takes a deep breath. She corrects herself and she says to herself, she asks herself this question, if I were successful, what would I do? If I were a joyful manifester, what would I do? If I were in good fortune energy, what would I do? And that's where our free will kicks in. If you read the book Joyful Manifestation, I've written over there that, you know, free will, they talk about free will. Oh, we're going to exercise our free will and make a choice. But most people are reacting to something. Most people are not taking a minute, sitting still, and asking themselves, if I were successful, what would I do? If I were a joyful manifester, what would I do? Because when they do that, then they're using free will. That's when they're exercising their free will. Until then, every person who's making a decision is actually reacting to something else. And being forced to do something because of external situations, they're really not in free will. And when somebody truly gets into their free will, they're in a free state of mind, in a happy state of mind. And they're making choices from that state of mind. Example. Somebody goes to this great ice cream parlor, and they're trying to decide between chocolate and mango, vanilla, butterscotch, and many, many other choices. They're processing various ice cream choices in their mind and seeing the effect that it has on their desire. And maybe on a certain day, a person feels awakened or happier when they think of chocolate, and they want that. When somebody's trying to decide between good choices, then they're using their desire element to make a choice. But if somebody is trying to decide between being hungry or eating, then they're making a choice from the state of not having, lack. That's not desire at work. That's more survival based. Survival based. And when someone goes beyond survival, then they're into the place of desire. And desire is when desire is when we see somebody really cute looking, handsome guy, beautiful. And it, what is that? Whets our appetite? Oh my God, look at him, he's so cute. I want him. And when I say I want him, it's not about going and having sex with him. I'm just saying the desire element, oh my God, he's so cute. Wouldn't it be nice to have him? Of course, this is part of soulmate manifestation, but we just brought it in here. It's so easy to explain, correct? When we think of good-looking guys and women. For the men, that is. And if we use that in our work, the same feeling, what would it feel like to be the manager of this place? What would it feel like to be the managing director of this place? What would it feel like to be on the board of directors? What would it feel like to get all of the rewards that a company gives a precious employee that they completely cherish? What would it feel like? And so remember how it feels like when we try to decide between ice creams, and what it feels like when we see someone really attractive and I want him. He's so cute. Correct? We women know this. He's so cute. I want to be so cute. He's so cute. This is not about actually taking action to go with a guy, but this is that feeling that comes within us, correct? I want this. He's just so awesome. Or I want this ice cream. I want this particular pizza. That feeling, right? We can apply that to work. What would it feel like to have that position? So instead of being in a place where there is lack of desire, but instead the feeling of victimhood or being discriminated against, etc., then the choices of actions that come from a place of not feeling good about oneself or the way one is treated certainly affect actions, and these actions flow from that state of mind. And it's evidence of where a person is in their life and then mirrored back to them. And then that further increases the feeling of being discriminated against. I'm not talking racial discrimination here. I'm talking of discrimination in any form. The feeling of being ganged up against, the feeling of being pushed out, the feeling of being discriminated, correct? And I'm not talking of racial discrimination over here. I personally have not been subject to racial discrimination, maybe because of the fact that in India, we feel very secure about our family. I'm not talking of the whole of India, I'm talking of us, me. So because of that feeling of being awesome, correct, and that I come from the best family ever, the feeling of discrimination never comes onto me. I don't even recognize what it feels like, but I do understand what somebody else would feel like. We don't have to all go through something in order to understand somebody else's perspective. What I'm saying is go beyond that. Go beyond this feeling that somebody doesn't want you, that you're not good enough, or you're not worthy enough. Go beyond it. Go into the place of, if I were successful, what is the action I would take? If I were a joyful manifester, what is the action I would take? If I were in good fortune energy, what is the action I would take? And once you take action from this changed perspective, then you can see evidence of the fact that your action is being appreciated and then is mirrored back to you by all the people who are observing you. We are going to step into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. Going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and you're coming back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a baby.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex.
and gentlemen.
We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. You know, we feel nice when we listen to things about love, because we're in a place where we are playing with our desires. It's such a better place to be when we play with our desires and we contemplate what we want, rather than reacting to recriminations, rather than reacting to feeling as if one is not loved by one soulmate. To be in the place where we think that someone loves us, to be in the place where we think that it would be so nice to have him. Yeah, just like a piece of pizza, right? Pasta, pizza, ice cream, you name it. It would be so nice to think that I can have this, I can have this, and I can have that. Here we're talking of a state of mind. A mind that is thinking, I can have him, I can have him, I can have him. We're not teaching morals right now. So we're not going into, oh my God, what kind of woman is she? She's thinking about this guy and that guy and that guy. It's a way of saying that we're playing with our desires. We're in the land of desire. We're in the land of contemplating fantastic things. He's so good looking. Look at his lights. He's so good looking. Look at his shoulders. He's so good looking. Look at his lips. Look at his hair. Look at his eyes. Look at his everything, right? So when we're in that place, we're playing with desire. That's when the pleasure element in our mind is awakened, it's invoked, and we're playing with pleasure. Pleasure is joy. Pleasure is joyful. Pleasure is evidence of what we are feeling about a certain thing. But imagine somebody who, okay, let's bring back Patricia Jane, and imagine Patricia Jane, she's going, oh, he didn't answer my call. Oh, he didn't pick up my phone call. Oh, he's not texting me. Oh, he doesn't even notice me. Oh, he's ignoring me. Oh, he's with someone else. Oh, he's having babies with 100 women. The difference, a huge difference. A huge difference about how we think and what is happening, or what we think is happening in our life. Because remember, everything is energy, and so it's all energy being shown to us, which we are calling upon us by virtue of the law of attraction. The law of attraction says like attracts like, and so a thought that goes out thinking, a thought is thinking, okay? Let's just go with that, whatever English that is. Let's say we have a thought, and the thought is all about us thinking, oh, I am not appreciated. I am not appreciated by the men I like. I do not attract good-looking guys. I do not attract good guys. I do not attract men that like me back. I do not attract men that appreciate me and show me how amazing I am. Okay, all of these are affirmations too. You're negative. So fictitious Jane needs to observe, what is the mind saying? It's saying that fictitious John does not like me. And a mind that is confident and in joyful manifestation and is using soulmate manifestation principles would say, how is that possible? How is it even possible that John can't like me? That's just not possible. It's not conceivable at all. And then fictitious Jane rejects that idea that somebody doesn't like her. And then she goes into self-correction process. Oh no, fictitious Jane, John loves me. Fictitious John loves me. He's just waiting for that moment to say that to me. She could even think fictitious John is just shy, and feeling shy, he's not able to show me that he loves me. See, that's a better thought than thinking John doesn't love her. Love her. So instead of thinking John does not love me, it's better to think John does love me. He's just shy and is not able to express that to me effectively. See the difference in these two thoughts. Fictitious Jane is still not getting what she wants. She's still in the place of not seeing love being reciprocated back to her by John. But her mind, instead of thinking John does not love me, is thinking John could be in a state of mind where he's so shy that he's not able to show it to me. And if John by nature is not shy and he's with many women or is looking at many women, she could think, well, these women are easy women and they're no challenge for him. So he finds it easier to deal with them. But since I am a quality woman, a woman of quality, John could be shy of approaching me or to approach me. You see, everybody here who's listening has to self-correct their thoughts. And if you're not able to do that, do contact me. I'm here to help you. And by self-correcting, you could navigate your way to a better thought, a better feeling thought. And your feelings will tell you where you are. And now when you go back to what we were discussing with this whole mirror effect thing in this show, we were saying that, okay, so if fictitious Jane thinks that John does not like her, what is she going to do? She's going to hide from him. She's going to make sure she's nowhere around him. Or send him a weird text. Make him feel bad about himself. Be rude, mean, whatever it is that her personality would not naturally do in such a situation. That is what she would do. And then what does that show? It shows where she is. It doesn't show where John is. It shows where she is. It shows how she thinks. It shows what her love karma is like. It shows what's happening in her life. It shows how ineffective she is. It shows that she's not able to handle men. And you know, men are very clever. They're busy testing women all the time. Small tests being thrown at them. A woman won't even know it. She'll walk into a trap. Oh, that's a test. He didn't really mean it. He's just testing. He wants to see if this woman is the right woman to marry. So with all of these things happening, a person who has the right state of mind would also show the right action or would take the right action and advance in her situation. Rather than regress. And if she does this continuously, she's going to reach her goals and her targets. Because what is her goal and target? Her goal and target should always be clear in her mind. I need this guy to fall in love with me, or I need this guy to show me that he loves me, that he appreciates me, rather than push him away. And then her defense mechanism gets really, really high, and she's not only pushing John, she's pushing every man who enters into her life. All a big vicious circle. So if we know that our actions are going to be evidence of where we are, then we would take the right actions because these actions are going to bring back reactions and consequences. And those consequences and reactions are going to further fuel our future thoughts and actions. And then it all goes down to the belief system. Ultimately, fictitious Jane, if she keeps taking wrong actions based on wrong thoughts, her belief system is going to say finally to her, I am a failure in love. Cancel, cancel, cancel all these negative affirmations. They're not supposed to be your truth. Fictitious Jane can instead ask herself, in any love situation, what would I do if I were successful in love? What would I do if I'm a great soulmate manifester? What would I do if I'm a joyful manifester? And then she self-corrects and she takes the right actions. No matter if she's feeling not so good about a situation, she can still take the right actions by self-correcting and saying, what would I do if I were really a successful soulmate manifester? And then she walks ahead proudly in her life because she's dealing with everything and she is doing so well. She's doing so well. And trust me when I say, men are busy testing women all the time. And all these tests are to finally decide who he's going to marry, who he's going to end. And women fall into these traps. They think it's real. They give these reactions. And then suddenly they've been canceled from the list. A woman who thought she was ahead is now fallen behind. Oh, because she was tested. If you don't believe me, do contact me. And I will show you, work with you on your life, love situation, and show you how to win. I will show you how to win the most difficult man that you've ever met or you ever had to deal with. Else, I will show you how to attract love and to keep it, and how to change your path and how to change your love karma, because it all comes down to a love karma. What does our love karma say about us? How is my love karma? Do I feel abandoned, or do I feel that men can never abandon me? All my soulmates come back to me. The man that I currently love loves me back. The man that I currently like wants to marry me. I am going to be celebrating marriage very, very soon. I'm going to be getting married very, very soon and then celebrating the fact of the wedding. Think of all the changes that can happen when somebody comes from the right perspective and self-changes, changes their course, and just says to themselves, if I were successful, what would I do? If I were super attractive, what would happen? If I were a joyful manifester, what would I do? If I were a fantastic soulmate manifester, what would I do? And then a woman can carry that confidence in herself that she does so well in the life area of romantic love. What a shift from thinking one does not do well to one really does well in love. And you're trying to convert all of the sad stories into happy stories. Because who is the writer? You are. You write your story. You write your story by virtue of what you think. You write your story by what you think about yourself, about the situation. And then you write the next scene and the next scene. And yes, we were watching some really bad movie, which I had to turn off. Weird things keep happening all the time. Really weird things. And it's amazing how these people even are able to deal with all of these weird happenings. And they become really good at dealing with weird situations. And when they become good, I mean, they don't succeed. Those weird situations keep going on and on and on and keep extending. And basically, that's really what is happening in people's lives, where people are busy extending the negative happenings. You know, we want you all to be successful, and we're going to be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Good Fortune Show, so that we can bring in some really good fortune. In the meantime, I do request you to subscribe to the shows, show your support, and obviously, I'll be very grateful, super happy if you do that. And let's all become great, joyful manifestors, great money manifestors, great soulmate manifestors, and chart the course of a life so that you think you're successful every time you're taking an action, you're asking yourself, what would I do if I was successful? And then taking actions from that state of mind, from that state of beingness. What would I do if I were generous? What would I do if I were successful? What would I do if I were joyful? What would I do if I thought that men loved me back? What would I do? What would I do? And then take your actions from that, because the mirror shows you, or shows fictitious Jane where she is. And we want to see beauty all the time. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the evening.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.